Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. It's obvious that no region's weather occurs in isolation, but you might be surprised to learn just how far you would have to travel to observe its root causes. Ryan Sullivan, assistant professor of mechanical engineering at Carnegie Mellon University, explains the African phenomenon that keeps skiers zooming down the California slopes.
Snow in Sierra Nevada mountains is an important source of water and hydroelectric power for the state of California. Knowing when it will snow and how much snow to expect are crucial questions. But, as anyone who has ever relied on a weather forecast knows, predicting rain or snow can be difficult. In this part of the Cal Water study, we wanted to investigate what triggers large snowstorms in the Sierra Nevadas. To do this, we sampled the clouds with a specially equipped aircraft and took atmospheric measurements from ground stations and satellites. Clouds are made up of water droplets and our ice crystals. When the liquid droplets freeze, they steal water from other remaining droplets. This causes the ice crystals to grow quickly and eventually fall to the earth in the form of snow. However, this freezing process is not simple. Cloud droplets do not actually freeze at 0 degrees Celsius like you might expect, but must cool to below negative 38 degrees Celsius. This is colder than most clouds. So for cloud droplets to freeze, they need help. This help comes from unique atmospheric particles called ice nuclei. Ice nuclei are rare, about one particle out of a million in the atmosphere, and are mostly made up of mineral dust and biological particles, such as bacteria. We found that during snowstorms, the clouds above the mountains were often seeded with mineral dust and biological particles that had traveled across the Pacific Ocean from Asia. When the clouds didn't have these particles, they were more likely to produce rain instead of snow. This shows that natural particles from faraway places like Asia can impact clouds and precipitation in the western U.S. By knowing this, we can begin to improve weather and winter storm predictions. We can also better understand how things like changing wind patterns might impact our climate.
That was Ryan Sullivan of Carnegie Mellon University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.